live. What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm your host, CP. It's the CP Podcast. CP is the podcast where we talk about the shit CP want to talk about, or Maya want to talk about, or Amir want to talk about. And if you're not one of them, then all you got to do is listen or tap in if you're on the Patreon. To my right on the screen is Maya. Mommy Maya.
What's up, everybody?
What up, though? How are you?
I'm good. I cannot complain.
That's what's up, man. And even if you could complain, you ever hear people like, and even if you could complain, nobody would even give a fuck. And that's true, right? But also not true on here. You could come on here and complain, and we'd be like, what? You'd be like, Tony doesn't even pick up anything. His socks are everywhere. We'd be like, damn, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes. No, I mean, it's just, you know. And then we got a mirror with a dog-ass purple shirt on, man. It's a nice-ass purple shirt, bro.
I thrifted this like 7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That mug is hard, bro. I'm just a fan of a nice ass shirt. Like, I remember, like, man, when I was like in like second grade, my auntie, and I feel like everybody aunties had one of these big ass sweatshirts with the wolves on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a dog ass sweatshirt. You can find that bitch. It'd go crazy with some little wolf gray J's. You know what I'm saying? Or something. I don't know. But it has always had them wolves on it. And I just remember, like, man, you had to be, like, single and depressed to have that shirt. That's how I used to be like, man, that's a sad-ass shirt, but it's a nice-ass, sad-ass shirt. You know what I'm saying? I like shirts, man. I need to start thrifting more. I be buying all brand-new shit.
You guys, now it's kind of, obviously, it gets more saturated.
Oh, for real?
Because of, you know, just the popularity of things, internet, and people always talking about, like, oh my God, I found these things here. And then it's like everybody runs out to the same place,
right?
You just gotta kind of just go different places and just kind of dig through stuff. It takes a while, but like I got my film camera from a thrift shop too, probably the same place I got this, and that was $8. Yeah. That's not happening today. Like, film cameras are the craze, like, everybody wants one. So,
what you mean, a film camera?
It was a film camera from like the late 80s, I think, that I found in there,
like a camcorder,
no, like a. Like, you put film in it, 35
millimeter
film.
Oh, a 35 millimeter camera. Yeah. Oh, that's lit.
And it was only...
For still pictures.
Right.
Yes, correct. It was only $8. So, like, that's not happening today. And it worked. Like, it's going to be random. Like, you might not know if it works or not. But the fact that it did work, and then I see how much people are selling for online when it works, I'm like, oh, so I see. Now that the film camera craze is up, good luck trying to find a camera in the store that they're not going to charge you, you know, $100.
The dope shit is that you could find one of these thrift shops who don't know what they be having. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Something local. Probably.
Yeah. Somebody, oh, I don't know what the hell it is. They said it's a PS5. You'd be like, I give you $3 for it. I guess if you want three, I'd be like, yeah, bitch, give me this PS5 for $3. You know what I'm saying? But I feel you. I think, you know, like one of my homies just got back from Japan. He was saying like thrifting over there was in fucking insane.
Electronic shopping in Japan is unfair. It is so unfair.
For real? What
you
mean?
It's just so cheap.
Oh.
Like, the things that they charge ridiculously, like, prices here, they don't charge like that over there because they have an abundance of it. And it's not necessarily, like, over here, I go to these game shops, they be selling, like, PSPs for, like, even though the first generation PSPs, they be selling for, like, 100, you know, 150. Over there, they're selling for, like, $20.
But and see, it's like, yeah.
And they got the colors that we don't have, too. Like, they have the things that we don't have. Yeah. So
let me ask you a question, though. In that regard, is over there... Is it the technology capital or is it the electronics capital? I think it's two different things, for real.
I mean, low-key, I want to say both.
You think so, both?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, a buddy of mine, Maya, you're going to love this. So, I was catching up with a friend of mine from college. He's a fraternity member. I'm trying to say at least as I can so that I don't want this nigga to get in trouble. He is a like a captain in the military on his way to being like a ranger, right?
Nice.
So, you know, he's about to be our guest is here. I'm gonna go grab him in a second. He about to be murking and killing shit, right?
Oh, he's gonna go as a mercenary?
Well, that's like a part of what his job can be. Right. So once you get to Ranger, you can pretty much be, you know, like he said, it's a lot of people over in the Ukraine, a lot of like mercenary, like kill for pay soldiers that's over there just getting money, fighting the Russians, whipping their ass. And they're just like for hire. He told me so much shit, man. And I can't say his name, but I could.
No, I believe it. You see the insignia.
Yeah, I'm about to grab my dog real quick. He at the door because niggas be late. Because, you know, it's a CP podcast. Niggas think they could be on CP time. So just give me a second. I'm about to go grab him. Got my homeboy Donnie Comedy in the building, man. What up, D-Law?
Man, what up, though?
Anyway.
Hey, Donnie.
This is my guy from Detroit, man. Very funny comedian. Up and coming influencer.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow. He got hella videos. Y'all might have seen some of his videos. We'll make sure we post a link to some. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Donnie, we talking about, goddamn, these fucking headphones. All right, so we talking about...
Your friend is...
Yeah. My friend in the military, right?
Okay.
So he's in the mercenary. So, you know, I'm like, he's like high up in the military.
True.
So I'm like, yeah, what's going on? He said, man, shit, really just, you know, we getting ready to, they got us briefing and getting ready to fight China. He said, that's their major thing is getting ready to fight China. Yeah. He was like, you know, that's who they really worried about. He was like, everybody else is pretty much pussy, you know what I'm saying? Except for China. He said, because China got all the shit we got, right? And then they got like a couple of defense systems that we don't have, and we have a couple of defense systems that they don't have, right? And so he was like, but if it come down to hand-to-hand combat, we could fuck them up because they some little bitty, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers, but it'd be hard to get to them. So I'm like, all right, cool. I've kind of, we you know, we all understand that the China threat is real.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, bet. What else, bro? Go in. He was like, man, I'm like, what about aliens? He was like, they for sure exist, but it's on a need-to-know basis. Don't nobody know really nothing yet. But he was like, we've seen, like, satellite images and certain things that, like, they flat out for sure are real. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what they own. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know how they looking at shit, whatever.
Yeah.
We might be dumb as fuck to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, like, we might be squirrels to them. And they just like, nigga, get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, right? So that was cool. Then he was saying how we used to be scared of Russia. There were some moments when they felt like Russia. He was like, but watching how they're moving, nobody is scared of Russia right now. He was talking about how Putin is like sickly, like really, really sick. Have you heard that?
I've heard rumors, but there are a lot of rumors floating around that he's had a heart attack recently. Like about a week ago, there was a big rumor that he had a heart attack and had
his
last legs. But those rumors have been going around for a few years.
They said he has
cancer.
So
I'm not sure.
He's falling down the stairs. They said he's like shitting on himself. It's all kind of crazy shit.
You know, some Biden shit.
I guess. No, not Biden. Biden ain't shitting on himself. Biden ain't got no diaper on. Biden just be taking like little commercial breaks in the middle of talking. He'd be like, you know, you're like, I'm going to tell you America. And he'd be like, 800-588-2300 Empire. You know, and I'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? You know, so. I was like, man.
But he hasn't been moving badly. Like, as far as Biden goes, maintaining whatever, like, he kept the Middle East under wraps recently. It was, I didn't think he could do it, but it seems like he's doing it.
I think that they might kill him.
Who's going to kill him?
His own people.
Yeah?
That's kind of what they do over there. That's kind of like they flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have time to be, I think they're going to kill him.
Because he won't step down?
I mean, just because they don't like the way that the shit is going right now. You know what I'm saying? You know? Mm. It's some shit out here that even he don't know about, but it's just like, you know, you just put it like this. Even on his level, they hear whispers, right? And things come down that are like rumors and you don't know and da-da-da-da. But it is some shit. Have you heard about these big ass spiders that's killing people in Antarctica? Like the military is fighting these big ass spiders. And like, it was like a whistleblower that said, like, basically, like, he was like a doctor. And when they brought the people with him, they were so wounded. He was like, what happened? It looked like wolves was like biting them. And you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, nigga, it's spiders the size of like minivans.
Damn, that's some horror movie shit.
Yeah, exactly. Some horror movie shit.
Damn.
Big ass spiders.
Is this? Are you talking about this?
It looked like a big ass tick. No.
Damn. No.
No, it looked like a big ass ladybug. So you know how like those spiders, not the spiders, like it almost looked like a big ass bed bug. Like the the legs are like a little under it more so. It looked crazy. And it was and they had like one little blurry satellite image of it.
Yeah.
So like type in satellite image of giant spider in Antarctica, and it came out last week, and I think it might have been wiped already. It was big as hell, it was kind of red. It looked like a fucking bear walking on the ice.
Damn.
And so, I mean, it's just like,
what if they just protected their civilization? Like us versus aliens, right, type shit.
But it's not even just us versus aliens. What it is like some, we don't know what's beyond that Antarctica wall type shit.
That's too deep,
man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, they could be prehistoric, you know, creatures and shit like that coming out of there, or just having access to, and we basically are our military and whoever else is shielding the world. One thing he said too that stuck out to me, that I was like, damn. He was like, you know, I asked him about the Palestine situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, you know, it's fucked up. He was like, it's fucked up what they're doing. But at the same time, he was like, you know, imagine like you got a big cousin, and your cousin is known for fucking people up. And then somebody comes and fucks with him, and now you can't stop him from whipping their ass. And it's like, that's your cousin. And it's like, man, you know, you got to ride with him. But it's like, he is fucking them up, and you can't even stop him. And you like, why did y'all even start him? Because y'all know how he get. And I can't hold this nigga back. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he was like, bro, that's what it feels like. And he said some real shit. Nigga was like, America loves candy and Starbucks and going to the movies and going skating and making TikToks. But they don't understand the evil that comes along with allowing them to do that. Mm. It's like, bro, things have to happen behind the scenes for you to be able to wake up and go get you a bagel, or go get you some cereal, or make you a rap video down the street on your phone. Like, nigga, that ain't how the whole world living. It's some places in the world where the children got to be soldiers because they understand what's going on on a political level more so than... You feel me?
I know what you're saying. That's like the old times, like you growing up, like being a Spartan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They raised to be men from a young age. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So, or raised to not even see manhood and be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And be ready to die. And be ready to die. 17.
At 9.
Yeah,
10. 9.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? They be giving the monkeys AKs. You know how fucked up you gotta be for game to be like, nigga, here, get that monkey AK. Let's ride. The monkey like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, they give the monkeys the case. So it was just a very interesting conversation that I had just off the record with this brother, and it was like, wow. You know, he not black, so, you know, it's kind of like, it was interesting to hear his point of view, even not being a black person and having that type of compassion. It was just what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that was something I thought I would share with you guys, because it kind of had me on like, what? He was like, China can get busy. And he was
they
like,
are getting busy.
But it's going
to
go to
threatening
the nukes.
Our friends, the Philippines.
Right. Yeah.
And we're like, we're going to come to the Philippines' defense, stop threatening them, but they're actively threatening them.
Yeah, because they make all the chips and stuff, like the chips for like computers and all that.
Taiwan
stuff.
Does.
Taiwan, yeah. They already shot missiles at Taiwan, though, I believe, China. So they already
We're worried that China might try to take Taiwan back.
Yeah.
And we've already pledged that if they try to do that, we're going to stop them. And they've been building up their navy, so this might be a full-on naval war.
Right.
In the Pacific, with our side would be South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Philippines, Australia, and their side would be North Korea, China.
Just get it over Russia. With. Just start nuking each other. Everybody just start shooting nukes. I don't even feel like beefing like this. Let's see real tragedy. I bet you everybody stop after that.
Man, I mean, but that ain't that. But that might be too crazy.
That's too much.
There's no coming back from
just
that.
Start
dog.
Shooting the
you
nukes.
You press that
man.
Button, you might as well light you a cigarette.
There's no coming back from that.
It's Rizzy. I mean, but I do feel like because of the things that we've seen in our lifetime, right? All right, Maya, follow me on this. We saw 9/11, right? We saw, you know, we just saw some, we're seeing Palestine right in front of our faces, right? We've seen horrible tragedies in our lifetime being born in the 80s and early 90s.
Ukraine right now is a mess.
Ukraine too, right? I just have this eerie feeling that some crazy shit going down on American soil is almost overdue.
Nah.
It's been overdue.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's double suicide. You don't, United States, you think Israel goes crazy. United States went nuts after 9/11.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we go nuttier than
didn't have anything to do with 9/11. We were there for like 15 years.
Yeah. And then we left all
Well, they shouldn't have been outside when the shit happened. Everybody should have been in the house. We would have never came for y'all. But here y'all, we get to the block. Y'all standing outside. No, I'm just playing. That's fucked up. I don't, you know, I didn't really know what they were doing over there.
I thought they were trying. That was a whole web. They lied about weapons of mass destruction.
Right, but they were trying to get the Stargate, though. They were trying to get to that Stargate.
Maybe, but they took out Saddam Hussein. Now, Saddam Hussein was a really, really, really bad guy, but he may have been keeping the Islamic fundamentalists at bay. Mm. So he took out a bad thing and let in a worse thing.
Mm-hmm. But do you know about the Stargate that's supposedly in Iraq?
You've mentioned it before. Let's see if I can find it.
There's a Stargate that they're trying to protect that is over in Iraq, and we're trying to get to it. And I'm just trying to think what could be, what, and it's one of the oldest ever.
Yeah.
Oldest Stargates. Did you find it?
Since I'm looking at Vice, it can't be played for some reason. A New Arab. What is this site? I've never seen this.
Eric D said, have we had a war on American soil besides the Civil War against ourselves? No, we haven't. Yeah, but that's 18, what I'm saying.
The war of 1812.
That's pre-Civil War, though.
Okay.
That was since the Civil War.
Civil War was the last one. 1865.
Yeah, that was the last one on American soil.
And that was just different kinds of white people going at it.
Yeah, and black people. Glory, remember Glory?
Well, yeah, black people was the first people to die during the Civil War. We was the first people to lay our life down and really start fighting. It's a whole picture. Like somebody painted a picture of the black man dying. We was the first people to lay our life down for freedom.
Right, but we was just trying to get nigga. That was a break. You ever be pledging and then they'd be like, all right, who gonna go wash my car? You be like, I wash the car. I wash the car. That's all you need. You get beat my ass. So we, you know what I'm saying? That's why niggas jumped in that war. Like, nigga, I ain't gotta work. I can go, you know, and then they was, you know what I'm saying? They were like, yeah, you can just chill, have a cigarette, and get ready to shoot a nigga. And it just fucked up. But you know, what's crazy is they had some slaves fighting to keep themselves slaves.
Man.
That's what's wild. I don't they weren't even there to fight like for the other side.
No, I think we was powerful over here, and that's why they attacked us all right now. And it's pyramids all up and down in Mississippi and in Mexico and in all these places that, like, we've been over here. We've been ruling kingdoms. They didn't come over here and enslave us. They over here tricked us, you feel me, into slavery. When we was going to war versus the British, we was all on equal terms at that point. And then they really, like, got us after that. Like, they probably had slaves, but slavery wasn't like all black people was enslaved. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you a question. You see now, like, I was on my Apple TV the other day, and I saw, like when it goes idle for a while, it flies over cities. Like, it shows you, like, the aerial view of cities when you got the Apple TV.
Okay.
It might do, like, a jungle, but then it might go to, like, Rio de Janeiro, New York, LAX, et cetera, right? Yeah. The kind of buildings that we build now across the board, they're in Brazil, they're in South Africa, they're in Australia. They're in America. They're in Canada. Buildings. Skyscrapers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's our style of building. That literally is our trademark for our society. No other society that we have found archaeologically has had this style of buildings. This is our... If people were to look back on our shit and it was just bare bones, but the skyscrapers were there, like, you would see huge... skyscrapers, and then archaeologists would kind of determine our way of life based on these structures, yeah. right? They would also find different skyscrapers, the biggest ones around the world, right. And they would start to know this is where the most of the people were at.
Right.
Right? This is where the majority of the metropolis were exactly. at. They could start to study it just like that.
Yeah.
What if at that time, pyramids were the buildings?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because if you didn't, right, but what I'm saying is that, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that we were here. It's just that people were here because, you know, the Mayans had pyramids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you know, it might have just been how buildings were back then, the big buildings, the big structures, you know. And if you looked at a 9/11 tower
yeah.
before you could understand how to build that, you'd be like, what the fuck? How did they build this?
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck did they build this for real?
Yeah.
This is like that would be like a wonder of the world to people yeah. who never heard of a building like that.
Yeah, for
Meanwhile,
sure.
to us, that's like, oh, that's where you go downtown, you get your shit stamped, you yeah. go down there, wait for your tabs. Like, we worried about these big-ass pyramids. That literally could have been like the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is the big-ass zoo, you go in there, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, just a way that they told their story.
Yeah.
And, you know, a museum.
I agree with you. The only thing I don't agree on is that I know that the pyramid had to come from one basis idea, and then now it spread, and that information had to get taught from one civilization. So that civilization that created the pyramid was in everywhere. Like right now, all these societies, you could go to Israel and it's going to be black people, Mexicans, Asians. It's going to be all type of races all over the world. That's how it was back then. We still living free. Everybody still, you know, Mansa Musa brother, it's like recorded history. Mansa Musa, right. one of the richest person in the world. His brother, who was older than him, left Africa to go rule the other kingdom. What was the other kingdom? America. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. America's longest treaty is with Morocco. Morocco used to rule this place before. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's the longest treaty between any two countries.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From American history.
Not to mention the Egyptian hieroglyphs and artifacts that were found in the Grand Canyon.
See what I'm saying?
Even showing that as far west as Nevada,
yeah.
Into the American continent, yeah. that there were actually...
They got an Ankh in Ohio, bro. It's an Ankh. Like, they created an Ankh out of the ground, like a mountain, like, but they made it an Ankh shape. They made snakes and everything eating the Ankh. It's like, it's all Egyptian stuff inside of... If you look up... Egypt was above Memphis on the Nile River. Memphis is on the Mississippi where all the pyramids is at. And if you go to Memphis, they got a pyramid
what
on
you
the
mean
river.
Egypt was above it, like Pangaea?
No, Memphis is another city back in
those
times.
It's an Egyptian
time.
City.
It's a city, yeah. And oh. it was below Egypt, right? And on the Mississippi, Memphis is on the Mississippi with a pyramid inside of the city on the. So they really replicating Egypt in America. If you go to Ohio, it's Cairo, Ohio. That was all like mm-hmm. Kemet names. Those are Egyptian names. So it's mm-hmm. like, and it's going up the Mississippi, following all this stuff, all the mountains, well the pyramids that's made back then. Like, it's like, how's all this stuff being made?
Donnie is a product of Michigan State too, by the way.
Yeah,
so y'all understand, you know, when I bring Spartans on here, you feel yeah. me? We come up here cardied up, talk about what we gonna say. No, so but see, it's now that I did not know
yeah.
that they were trying to mirror. That what is this right here? Hold on, what is this? A stone scripture that arrived.
Oh, this
in
is
Memphis.
what they found.
Yeah, this all and because we was here first, bro. This is Egypt. We in Egypt. Everything been flipped around.
It or I mean, they could have traveled 3,000 years ago if they had the technology to do a lot of things. They could have just had the technology to get over.
I right, think about but it like, but hold okay. on, hold on, hold on, hold on. To Donnie's point though, that's a strong conspiracy that I've actually heard before.
Yeah.
That they have renamed a lot, like we don't even know what's really going on.
What's really going on, yeah.
We don't
exactly.
know what year it really is.
Exactly.
And we don't really know what land this is because all we know is what we've been told.
Yeah, it's 2016 in Ethiopia.
Mm.
Something like that.
Drake just dropped. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They still, I'm on that one dance.
Views
got that Hennessy in my hand. You know what I'm saying?
You know, go back there, buy some Bitcoin, you'll be rich. Go to Ethiopia.
What up, Ty? So she said, is Nat Turner considered a massacre? Yes and no. They not going to never give a black man credit for doing no gnarly ass shit. That shit, you know, it's been a few uprisings and all of that shit. The Tulsa... you know, that was a war on American soil. Honestly, that was really an attack.
Damn.
But
they bombed
really
the house in Philadelphia, too, the other day.
They did.
Yeah.
The other day. When they did the other day?
No, they might have shot up a house in Philadelphia the other day, but they did bomb one a little. Like
they
the
bombed
70s,
one in the 80s.
80s, yeah, something like
Who
that.
Who bombed it?
The American government.
It was like the police.
Wake up!
Yeah, they bombed. They bombed the hell out of that shit.
Wake up, brothers!
Wake up! If
this is our land.
They've been bombing in Philly.
Yeah, the world flat.
Oh man! So you're
the
a flat
move
earther.
Bombing in Philadelphia. Police dropped a bomb on a West Philly house in 1985.
For what?
Yeah. I forgot why. I forgot the
11
why.
People. What weren't they like radicals? Let me look this.
That's
up.
What they call people when they do stuff like that to them. When they kill them, they're like, oh, they were radicals. That's why we got them. But they don't kill the school shooters. When Dylan Roof, they give him Burger King.
He got his ass beat in school. I mean, not in school. He got his ass beat in jail.
By who? The police?
Pretty bad. No, just some guy can beat his ass.
Yeah, that's street justice. That's not American. We need American justice. We need what they did to us.
Wake up, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A move, a black liberation group in the Philadelphia Police Department. Used in combat. They dropped a satchel device, a demolition device used in combat, laced with all these things. I'm not sure this is legal. But yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I'm not sure this is legal. It's not legal. No, it's not legal.
61 homes were destroyed and 250 left homeless, 11 killed, including 5 children and the founder of the organization.
The question is, why are they doing this?
What?
Yeah. The question is, why are they
doing this? Oh, they dropped that from a plane?
Man, what? Something like that.
I think it ignited with something.
Something like that. Them boys got jiggy, man.
Probably, I mean, gas homes in an area like that, they're definitely using gas to heat their homes. So that's just the explosion just set off another chain reaction.
Yeah, probably. That makes sense.
Damn.
Man, it's crazy.
That's probably a couple of different things of that. In particular to that time, like anything after the MLK thing. Like
napalm. Look, they just holding up the black fist, bro.
Whatever that black group knew and whatever they found out. Man. See, it's the inquisitiveness of these minds that we all are possibly, you know, getting closer to the truth. It's just based on eliminating some of the dulling things that are trying to dull our senses that we're taking in on a daily, right? Some of the supplements and stuff that you could just get to kind of cut through that bullshit, and if you crack the matrix, they might come for your ass.
No, they will.
You know what I'm saying?
It's no doubt, man, because it's like, if we crack it, that means we going to be in power. What does that mean? That means they not going to be in power no more.
I just want to crack it again. Me and my people some money, get the fuck on, you know, to get off the grid.
When you crack it, you get it's your obligation to tell other people how to crack it, though. I think that's the dilemma that people get. That's the threat that you gotta like. That's what the FBI said for another Messiah to rise up. The FBI said that. The FBI talking about like that's why you gotta stop the black man from like being like great at stuff. I forget the whole thing, but they scared of another Messiah, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X coming up and like leading the people to be like, let's do this, you know? Yeah. And because everybody gonna follow it. Integration, everybody followed it, whether it was good or bad.
Don't think for one second that as a black man in this country, as a black person in general, the whole black community is put under so much scrutiny because they're so worried about this black Messiah. If you realize everything we do is on Front Street, it's always open, it's always, like we don't have a network to move covertly within ourselves.
Yeah.
As a black community, they don't want that.
They want
everything we doing to be right out front. They want everything we doing to be shined a light on because they want to know what the fuck we doing. Meanwhile, every other community is so quiet.
Yeah.
So quiet.
Yeah.
Like them Asian people went through something and they quietly went up to legislation and got that no Asian hate shit passed, which I love. But it's like, nigga, teach us the game. Shit, teach us how to do that.
Right.
Can we get it illegal to fuck with us? Can we get some legalization of existing?
You know
what I'm saying?
That's deep.
Yeah, some groups kind of move behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of politicians out there. They don't have a lot of people in the front.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they're like, you know, the chief of staff. They control things from the background. Yeah. They donate money.
Donate money and lobbyists and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I feel like, man, like, dude, like you on the front saying stuff like this, like, oh yeah, man, we're doing this for people, we're doing that for people. But then, you know, like, I feel like us, we can't do that. Like the Black Panthers, they eliminated them for a reason, but they kept the Klan for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is the Klan not a terrorist group? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's technically a terrorist group.
It is now.
Black Panthers might still be around.
Hey, come join the Panthers.
Put it like this. I feel like, and please combat me if I'm wrong. I'm up for a debate about it, but I feel like the problem with some of the black movements not only have been the advancement of color people and how scary that is to them, but at what cost? Like, I don't feel like we approach things politically in ways that try to get us like the real, like we kind of like some of these groups be like, hey, let's kill these crackers.
Yeah.
And then they be like, oh, we can't have that, guys. Yeah. Come on now. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, but and even in that statement, I'm looking at like the Tulsa, Oklahoma situation where that was just innocent black people living their life, getting on their own dime.
Yeah.
Right. And then they got eliminated too. So, you know, but I'm talking about like these groups, like you look at whoever is representing the Asian and whoever's representing the Jewish and whoever's representing, like, we need like real Africa to be like, all right, those are our people. We need it to be done like this. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have a country to trade with in order to hold leverage over their head.
No, country
is our country. No, I'm just saying, like, peep this.
Well, we have, I mean, there are a lot of black countries. I just want to clarify that, like, the old Black Panther Party ended, it said, 1982, and there's a new Black Panther Party, but it's more of, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's more of a hate group. But please, please continue, CP. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. But it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, if we can't afford to get into it with China, therefore, and we can't afford to disappoint our allies that are in other Asian nations that we actually have, right? So now you have all these people over here, and the stipulations become, we got to treat them right because their country is behind them. Do you understand where I'm going with
this? I get what you're saying, but it's like, I agree with you, but
it's a little different than that, though, for sure.
Yeah,
because it's not the country thing that goes along with it. Because if it really came down to it, we know America will buck up and cut ties with people and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, for sure.
If it come down to it, if it's necessary, what makes it look like we don't get anything and then they do is because that's the point. Like, it's to point fingers at other people. Like, damn, y'all got that, so I don't fuck with y'all because y'all got that.
Yeah.
Or this person got that, so I don't fuck with y'all that they got that. But you realize that the real root of how anything gets resolved in this country is for people to unite against one form of whatever the hell is going on, which is why the things work back. Like, we got movement going on in civil rights and stuff, because it wasn't just it was about black people, but it wasn't just for black people. Like, it didn't just, you know what I'm saying, like, work for in that favor. When you bring it together, that's what got the people in the Black Panther Party killed, because they weren't just doing just for black people.
It was for everybody. And people don't do that. That's what I was about to say. Yeah. No other race does that. We the only race that's going to do something for every... We advanced... Civil rights movement was for everybody. Asians, Mexicans, us. You feel me? Anybody who came from another country, we did that for them. And then now they spit in our faces and they all say, hey, when we get our stuff, we not doing it for no other race. We doing it for our stuff. And I think that's a slap in the face from... Because our ancestors work hard. And then even now, us as a group, we always want to be like, let's add other people. Let's add other races, which is cool. When we get ourselves together, it's like everybody in the room, you know, everybody going to fill up their cup before they fill up somebody else's, right? We need to do that as a unit now. Because everybody else going to be, everybody fill up their own cup individually.
You don't think that the fact that we are a displaced race with no direct correlation to our roots is not a factor in how we can't organize? Like, there is no mothership.
Right.
I understand what I'm saying?
I understand there's that. There's no,
in my opinion, there's no mothership. So there's no unity. There's no baked in way to really be black for real. There's no stat quo black because we have lost touch with. Now it's like either you're a thug or a nerd or this or that. You know what I'm saying? But there's no like, because we don't have an identity, it's easy for them to overlook us. It's like, figure out what you are, then come back to us and let us know.
Yeah.
What you guys need. And it's like, we can't get on the same page because there is no page to get on.
Yeah.
It's like
but
a trap.
I don't see why that would make a difference. If we want to have power in this country, make more lawyers.
But we don't need power though. We need
leverage.
If you want to make
moves in this country, there's ways to go about it. It's actually gaining wealth, and it's not from the mothership. It's through the mechanism of the United States of America. The United States of America is so much wealthier than any other country, even all of Europe. The United States is more powerful and wealthier than that. We've got trillion-dollar companies. So if we wanted to make moves, if Black people wanted to make moves, they would just understand how the U.S. worked and work with it. But that's why Jewish people are getting so far ahead. That's why Asian Americans are getting so far ahead. They're getting ahead by working within the United States.
I disagree.
With what we have.
I disagree, and I understand at the same time. So and I understand what you're saying, but I also disagree only because, okay, the U.S. dollar is backed by what?
By the might of the military,
the U.S. dollar is, but the physical U.S. dollar,
manpower and our mind power.
No, I'm talking about.
It's backed by the fact that
Maya, the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar is backed by what? The Federal Reserve, gold, like
it's kind of the reason why our it says on the bill it's basically backed by the economy of the United States.
Yeah, oil, but oil, backed by oil gold. Is bought with American dollars at this point. That's why BRICS was invented, to buy oil without the American dollar, because they can trade resources. We're energy
independent. The United States is now energy independent. We don't need to import energy anymore. That's something Obama did.
But
we used to have to import a lot from Saudi Arabia, but we ourselves have enough energy.
So the point I'm trying to make, though, is as it pertains to Black people having no backing in this country, and what I mean by the leverage chip is that there's nobody who is responsible for America playing nice with Black people the way that they are responsible for them playing nice with the foreign policies that we have in place.
It's like there's, yeah, I get it.
So there are certain people in America right now, you know, high up, you know, whatever,
that's an Asian ambassador over here in America at an embassy.
Right. Who was making sure that there are rights in place for people who come directly from where he comes from.
Right.
Like, there is literally, it's not about making more lawyers, because all we're doing is making more lawyers for this white system.
Right.
But all we're doing is making more lawyers from this education that is America, and then America's giving you your doctorate or your lawyer degree or your Esquire, whatever it is, and then you're becoming a lawyer in the system of America, but that doesn't put you over the top of it. What I'm saying is, like, you know, there's a reason why certain groups in this country get, like, it's like this. Let's say that America is a big-ass daycare, right? And you got rich people kids coming to this daycare, and you got poor people kids coming to this daycare. These rich folks, they are funding the daycare. They're making sure the daycare look nice. They're buying new toys every year. And the poor people kids, these poor folks barely know how to pick their kids up on time. You know, their kids, you know, are a little behind. But we all come into the same daycare. What happens is, the kids of those parents that the school would like to play ball with get an extra consideration in a social manner. I can't really explain what I'm trying to say as the potentials. They get extra consideration because of who they are from. Like who they
are. What about the Black caucus? Black people are not powerless. Despite everything this country tries to do to them, Black people have actually managed to stand up for themselves very well. And no, we don't have a country to go back to, but we have unity here. There are groups here that are formed by educated Black people that are lawyers. And that's the only way you can affect the system is by understanding it and moving through it.
But Maya,
there's nothing to fall back on.
With my metaphor that I just said about the daycare, if the workers are treating those kids poorly, those kids can go talk to the workers about why y'all are treating us poorly, and it may or may not be heard. But if those kids go to their parents and their parents come talk to the workers, now you have a parent that is on the same level as the worker. Now you're a student who has somebody backing you. Like, you're not going to talk to those rich kids like that because you're scared of what those rich kids' parents can do to
you. And the poor kids don't even have parents, basically.
Exactly. The poor kids don't even have parents. So they're out here just on their own getting treated however they get treated without nobody holding the country or the daycare accountable for how those people are treated. As a stat quo.
They say stop Asian hate, right?
There is a no Asian hate, right? My bad. There's a no Asian hate law, right? And it's like...
Yeah.
The bottom line is, anytime you outside of your hood, people have the right to hate you.
I know that sounds fucked up. Violent towards you.
No, not to be violent towards you, but they don't have to fucking like you.
No, of course not.
Right. Like, and so what happens is, like, telling somebody to play nice, that's like having a hood pass to go in any hood. That's special. Like,
see, here's what I'm saying. We are the parents. I don't know what you mean by we don't have any parents to fall back on. We are the parents.
No, we
are. And
the
older we get, the more we are supposed to take control. And if we fail to do that, then that's on the community. We can't start. We can't blame other people.
I got a question though. So I understand what you're saying 1,000%. Right. That's why we went out and got all our, like, us all personally got our degrees and working hard and like changing our family dynamics and all that. Right. Because it all starts in the family, not just out in the neighborhood. Right. But at the same time, when you're looking at the system and saying, hey, we could make a change and do this, when we really go look at the history of everybody trying to make a change, they pretty much all got killed or went to jail or got caught crazy. One of those three things, no matter who they are, no matter what they did, no matter how far you went. And then even the people in power, let's say like LeBron James, Obama, Oprah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? They're all billionaires. They could go help in these communities. Why don't they? Because they have these billionaire friends that have different agendas and say, hey, if you're helping them black people, we're not going to help you do this or be this billionaire that you are right now. We're not going to help. So now we're not even getting help from our own people. So now we got traitors inside of our own unity that we're saying we're having, right? We cannot get outside of that because there's nobody above us saying, hey, y'all kids, stop playing. Because you're doing this with this person, you rich and poor black people, y'all need to come together. There's nobody saying that. Over in Asia, they don't care if you rich or poor. If you disrespect another Asian person, we hate you now. As a community. You get what I'm saying?
Asia is a huge continent with a bunch of countries that are constantly right. at war with each
China,
other.
Let's say China, right? China, they respect each other, right? They love each other. Maybe they might not like each other, right? But they're not going to put you before what they're doing. Just like if you go to a nail shop with Koreans, there is a whole bunch of Korean nail shops. They're putting their self on. They're only helping their own people. And if you come in there disrespecting a Korean neighborhood or a Korean store or somebody inside of K-Town that you're disrespecting, all the stores are going to come together and say, hey, we need to get, let's call the cops. Let's get this guy out of here. As opposed to us, that's not going to always happen to where police come around and say, hey, this black man. No, you can call the police as a black man and they come kill you. Right. You can call up. You can go become a lawyer and still get killed the next day.
Africa sold us to America.
Ultimately, I can't hear you very well because I don't mean to speak over you. But it's like, who is at fault that we can't come together? Like, no one is coming here and saying, forcing us to constantly fight amongst ourselves and to not read to our kids and to split up our families. That's something that we did on our own.
No, we didn't, because we was all together. We had our own communities. What they do, they bombed us. We just looked at one story that happened in the 80s.
That's one story, but can't say multiple. That the reason why things are the way they are is because we've been bombed this whole time.
No, that's part of it. True. Imagine if Tulsa was still going right now. Wouldn't we have a place to go as black people to start our businesses? Because they had hospitals. They had movie theaters. They had
that's
airports.
True.
They didn't just
that's
have...
True.
So imagine if we had that for 40 years, 50 years. Where would we be as a community being able to have this mecca of a sort, right? Because people have meccas and this, and that you can go back and be in your home. We don't have that in America. But and every
Atlanta.
Time that we try to...
You said Atlanta.
Atlanta is
hold
not...
On, hold on.
Detroit
hold on,
more
hold on.
A mecca than Atlanta. Let me hold tell on, you that for on, sure. But on, I love Atlanta, though.
Donnie, but see, peep this, though. What you just said, though, is it goes back to my original point, right? Like, do you think, like, when you look at all these... You know, China's buying up a lot of property and land. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah.
A lot of property.
McDonald's as well.
A lot of businesses and properties and land. China's buying it up. Do you think that white and Jewish people are happy about that or no? But see, the thing is that they're not happy about that, but they're not going to Tulsa them because of what China, the
actual
country,
will do to them for killing
say.
Their people.
Right. They're not going to. Hold on. They're not going to. Like make it harder for them against the Constitution because they have a parent. All I'm saying is that there's no country, there's no continent, there's no big power coming to stand up for the African-American person to say, hey, they need a fair shake just like everybody else. We're the only group that doesn't have that kind of representation
exactly.
for us, and that's why we get shit on. But the truth of the matter is this. A long time ago, I think that we were sold to America. We weren't stolen, we were sold. And I think that we can't really get help because we are descendants of property. And that's the bottom line. And so when you see a LeBron or somebody like that get rich and he can't help, no, he's right. trying to breathe. Some air yeah. from coming up out of that water that we all have to come out of, and him and his family, they want to, it's because it's fucking exhausting to be in that rat race. And you see one or two of them come up, we don't even know who the Chinese billionaires are because there's so many fucking million of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's so many Jewish millionaires. There's so many Italian. We don't know the one or two that it is.
Yep.
There is no scrutiny spotlight on the one or two billionaires that are in every other race. But over here, it's like, what is Jay-Z doing? Yeah. What is Diddy doing?
We're not African. You can ask an African. They're going to tell you, no, we're Nigerian.
Not no, we're not.
This.
Absolutely not.
You know, because they're not even African. They Nigerian. They, whatever they are, you know what I'm saying? Somalian and, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Congo. And that's what they telling you that they, I'm Ethiopian. They not saying I'm African. So it's like, we're African Americans and ain't nobody over in Africa saying I'm African. They saying I'm Nigerian.
No.
So it's like, bro, and then we African American, but we born here. But a white man who's from Italy is Italian American, or a white man from South Africa come over to America, he's African American for real.
So what you trying to say?
We not. How am I African American and I'm born? I'm American.
You're American. Right. Absolutely.
I'm American. I'm We're not all American. But if I was African, I would be from a country. That's an Italian American coming here from Italy. That's an African coming here. That's an African American.
Somebody said, bro, because I'm African isn't a nationality. And he's right. African is not a nationality. Like, it's really all wordplay.
Yeah.
Because like you're Sudanese, or you're Egyptian, or right. you're Nigerian,
yeah.
or you're, you know what I'm saying, like Liberian. It's not that you're African. You know what I'm saying?
That's because, what I'm saying. We're not. That's what I'm saying.
In America, they don't say you're Michigander, you're Detroiter, you're New Yorker. No.
They
you're
do
just,
say New Yorker now.
No, but they don't say that. And like that wouldn't be like.
Oh, like your race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah
that
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
be like
sure.
your race.
Tribe.
Yeah.
Your tribe.
You're yeah. not like a New Yorker American.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, or you know, and so a New Yorker African, imagine that. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. I don't know. But, you
yeah,
know, what I'm trying to say is that, like, yeah, it is like, I agree with D-Law. It is like a wordplay. And that wordplay has an empowerment in it that makes you feel like you're entitled to a certain, like a certain way of living, like every other kind of person. Like this African American shit is just basically like pink lemonade.
Yeah, we second class citizens when we first born. As soon as you're born.
Do you think that is to this day, even right now, that African Americans are second class citizens, or Black people are second class citizens in the United States?
That's a fact. They rent. Look, hold on. They do an appraisal on houses, and you get more money if you put a white man in it today. That's a fact.
Right.
That doesn't mean we're second.
That was disputed because you.
This today.
Each appraiser has different.
That's cool. I mean, that's the system working.
Each appraiser
has
their
working.
Does
yeah,
their own
Maya,
thing. So you can
now.
Get
that's
five different appraisals.
We understand that. But that's the system working though for sure.
Hold on, Maya. Come on now. Like they also did the study. Same house. They same company,
but that was what
they
that,
appraised
yeah,
it,
but that's what different appraisers.
Was,
in
right,
order to actually
that,
do an unbiased study, you'd have to somehow get the same appraiser. If you get a house appraised, you have to get
they
it
did,
appraised
Maya,
by a bunch of different
they
people,
did,
and then
and
you
they,
average it together.
And on average,
so
it came
although
in,
that you know that may have they may have found that on that one house, that's not like a scientific study.
No, Maya, but what it is an eye-opening study that makes you realize how many people did not get caught doing that. How many times they have it on the news now? There's a commercial that said if you're getting your house appraised and you feel like you're not getting a fair appraisal because of your race, you need to call this number because there's a whole thing. Like there's a whole like ring of appraisers that are not trying to let that generational wealth be what it is in the Black family.
Correct.
Now, to being a half citizen or a second rate citizen, that speaks to how we view ourselves, and I don't agree with that. But what I do say is that we are raw dogging it on our own. We are literally out here on our own with no protection and no help. And as hard as they're going to make it for us, as hard as they're making it for us.
Yeah.
And so if you can make it, that's cool. But it is not set up for you to win because it's not set up for anybody to win, but especially somebody who is so easy to fuck with like us.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what it feels
a
like.
Lot of these groups that are really killing it here, they have different ways of rearing their children. Like they really, from the time that they are small, they're like, you need to get a job that pays a lot of money. Like select for a job that is going to guarantee you a lot of money. So like a doctor or so forth. and then be highly competitive in the schools. And a lot of them are also on the school boards. So they're just, their parents are putting in a lot more work to make sure their kids get the advantage.
I don't know. It's like 10,000 black schools, black students at least at every single university out of 40,000. At every university, you go to U of M, Michigan State, Western Michigan, every single college in this whole world, you still going, and we still getting less paid than a white man. If you go look up the studies and go look up the people who really going to apply for these jobs, we're getting lower pay grades when they give you, my boy just suing the coal company right now because they pay him less than a white person. And she had a degree and she didn't. He had a degree and she didn't. You get what I'm saying? So how is she getting paid more than him? He worked way harder than her. He put in money to get more money than the person who don't got a degree. And she getting more than him because of the skin color of his skin.
If you ever find anything like that, you got to sue. You have to sue.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's just like, bro, like.
Because that's how it's fixed through the courts. Like this whole thing works through laws and these, little back, small print kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That it's just the African-American community is not as familiar with as, yeah, let's say, the Jewish community. That's like a bunch of lawyers. So that's,
but they already,
saying,
in the system too. I agree with that though. They already in the system, and who hiring them? Just like when a black person get hired at Quicken Loans or something, they gonna hire all their black friends. Just like that's why I understand. Like, yeah, Asian person getting power. Of course, he gonna help his people first. That only makes sense, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But to your point, like, though, and to Maya's point about us being the parents, it's like we have to create the culture that gives down to the culture.
I agree with that.
And so what I think is hard to do is be the first culture or the first generation to really do it. Because being the first generation to do it means that you're not going to benefit off of the trickle down. You are the initial trickle.
Yeah.
So you have to be as unselfish as you can to be able to understand that what you're building is not for you, but for your children and their children.
Yeah.
And so to that point, we in that regard, we wouldn't need an Africa. We would just need us to all be on the same record as if we were in Africa.
Yeah.
Given the fact that we're still going to be under attack. So we would have to literally come together and somehow create it's like how the actors went on strike. Somehow create a disturbance in what they know as the stat quo that they can't live without. And then our bargaining chips be, all right, cool, no more African-American hate.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, then we will return this to you in return, whether this return to the workforce, return to, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is that we as a group provide to the greater mass that we could threaten to take away. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Asian people was like, y'all want them PlayStations? Leave us the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? And we was like, okay,
no
Sony.
Cap though, yeah.
But, and I see Ty right here saying she is a human being, and I agree with that. And I don't disagree with that at all. My thing is making sure that everybody around me acknowledges me as a human being. And I'm not the only one looking at myself like a human while everybody else is looking at me like 3/5 or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Because then it's like, well, now I got to explain to you what I'm not.
I mean, some of these people's grandparents, it was legal to lynch. You know what I'm saying? So some of them actually killed black people. So imagine that's what they getting taught. Some of them getting taught that by a grandparent that's 65, 70, 80 years old. That's going like, man, back, you know what we used to do to them back in the day? That's real, bro. Yeah. Like, imagine your granddad telling you stories how he used to do niggas in the hood.
My granddad told me stories about World War II. And he was telling me some crazy shit.
Oh, I already know straight from the mouth would probably be crazy. World War II. I don't never want to go to war.
When was World War II? Or Vietnam? When was that? Or I think it was World War II.
Vietnam was the late 60s. We were out about 72. And then World War II for us was 1941 to 45.
So that might be Vietnam.
Yeah, because he was talking about Charlie.
Yeah, Vietnam.
Oh, so that might have been Vietnam. Yeah. Well, how old is the person?
He's dead now, but he was born...
He was Vietnam, I think. He's probably born in like 30, 40.
Yeah, 30s, 40s. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's Vietnam. Yeah, maybe Vietnam. Korea. We went to war in Korea in the early 50s.
Hold on, I'm about to text my dad.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's like both of those we got smacked. So that PTSD is
they try to lie, act like we didn't get beat up by them. We got beat up.
We got fucked up by who?
Vietnam and Korea, bro.
They were because Vietnam was Forrest Gump and them, right?
Yeah, that's Vietnam.
Yeah, we kind of
fought China and Korea, and that kind of we fought them to a draw.
Yeah, because they helped
them
a draw.
On the 30th parallel.
Because at the beginning, when America came in, they basically had drove all of South Korea down to like a little corner Then when America, they start pushing them back, and it ended up with them just leaving it at the same exact spot.
Hold on 1 second. I want to address something real quick. Eric D said that rich and powerful white people don't give a fuck about poor whites either. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But guess what, though? Like, remember how we just talked about how empathetic the black community is, right? And so what happens is you, as a rich black person, you have to have a connection with the poor black people, or else you can't enjoy your money and riches.
Because we're going to be hating.
Yeah, you're like, you're not allowed that to nigga be not black from the hood. Unless you have a correlation to the black people. And if you're not in any kind of connection, you know, that's why Will Smith and them got to, still go out and smack a nigga, or still go out and explain what's going on with their marriage. Because in the black culture, it's like, nigga, that's all our business.
Yeah.
What the fuck Jada do? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Because, we not white. Funny. Like, and it's not all white people, but black people don't, as a whole, some people do, black people as a whole don't have that part of them that doesn't care about the lower crust. We got that wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed type of.
But you
got
to realize, a lot of us that's rich now came from having nothing, so we know how it feel. Imagine being born rich. Sometimes you don't know how that feel. And that's why I can't blame nobody for acting the way they act. That's why I'm not mad at race or nothing.
My pop said he was in World War II.
World War II. Okay, he
was old.
That was the big war. That was the big one.
Damn, World War II.
World War II. A Japanese attacked us, Pearl Harbor. So then we went to declared war in Japan.
Yep.
War in Germany. We were fighting a war on two fronts.
And look, you know how if it's been black men go to jail for weed and stuff, then they get out, they don't be giving them money sometimes when they try to sue the courts and stuff like that. When we went to war for World War II. And the Pearl Harbor thing, you know, they put a lot of Japanese people into concentration camps in America.
Yeah, they did, internment camps. And they rounded them all up.
Yeah, and they paid them, the people that was in, them.
They put what?
They put Japanese people during that war, they were scared. So America was scared. So they put Japanese Americans into concentration camps, basically, like camps where they basically had them in prison, like just rent for no reason.
Yeah,
just so they can make sure they wouldn't.
Yeah, and not even just Japanese people either.
It wasn't just Asian. Yeah,
so American born.
Yeah,
they put it in there.
But they paid them after all that. Like, they gave them money. Like, American government paid like
our bad.
Yeah,
like reparations.
They sued.
You got to
take that to court.
We ain't got no reparations for 400 years.
Right, but I think that the issue with our reparations that it's been so long, and it's been so long, and we have multiplied by so much.
Yeah,
like, we have had so many kids and so many, like, they owe us so much money that they damn near, it would break the economy to give black people the money that they owe us.
Man, I feel like.
I don't mean to cut you off. No, I can't hear because it's so far away.
Go ahead, Maya.
Go ahead, Maya.
I was going to say, I found this lawsuit from 1915 where somebody tried to sue the federal government for the taxes that it had collected from the slave industries.
Yeah.
And so the price in 1915, I think it was like $68 million. I'm not sure. Don't quote me the price in 1915. But I put that through the system and saw what it would be worth today. And it's $2.15 trillion. So if we're going by that lawsuit of what the government got in taxes off of slave heavy industries, so that number would be around $2.15 trillion. But CP, you're right. There's so many people that divide $2.15 trillion between all those people.
But how much was the COVID checks? How much was that money? What, $14 billion, something like that? $20 billion?
Oh, that was a lot.
I'm saying that shows you that they can give us reparations if they want to once a year. Once a year, everybody get $1,000 that's black. They showing you that they could do that in a drop of a dime because money is printed. It ain't backed by shit. So as long as we keep our mouth closed, long as we keep our mouth closed, just like they do. Bro, they got too much money in the economy right now. That's why the economy is about to shut down 2 months ago, last month, each month that has been going on. That's why they pushed it to 2025.
So what you want, a thousand a month, a thousand a year?
A thousand a year. Just give me a thousand a year for my lifespan.
Give me a thousand a month, dog.
Hey, they got to start somewhere.
So look, my dad just told me that it was World War II.
Yeah.
My grandfather was born in 1923.
Yeah.
He would have been 100 this year.
Wow.
So he really fought in that war. He told me the stories about the snakes that they saw over there. He told me the stories about how they used to catch women. Like, you could just catch women. They would tie them up. And you could just, like, nigga, go and just, like, rape the women. Wow. But, like, the women would know that and start putting razor blades inside their vaginas.
Good job.
And they would start, like soldiers. Ooh. They would try to, like, rape them, and they would be cutting their dicks up. They would have, like, they would put a naked woman out to, like, to draw people in, but they'd be, like, booby-trapped. So it was all kind of shit.
That's
like, like, nigga, he saw snakes that was, like, jumping off the ground, which, you know, to an old man who had, he's like, man, there's a snake jumping off the ground. You know what I'm saying?
So just to clarify, this is in the Pacific, in World War II, the Pacific of World War II.
I guess. I don't know where was World War II fought at? Wherever he was.
Everywhere.
He said Charlie. World War. He was dealing with Charlie. That's all he kept saying was Charlie.
Because the beaches is named stuff like...
No, Charlie is what they call Asian.
Oh, so it was in the Pacific. Because we fought that in Northern Africa and the Pacific. So I just want to clarify for the audience. Pacific, that's where he fought.
Ooh, if he had fought in Northern Africa, that would have been crazy. See, the thing is that also, too, these wars are usually covers for... other operations that want to go in there.
For sure.
Like, you know, like, so, like, you know, they could start a war in Africa, and while the war is going on, they over there exploring the Congo, looking for cobalt, and looking for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
looking for stargates, for real.
Well,
you talking about elements, bro, but that stargate shit is way more powerful than any element.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Well, like, that's what they looking for.
The stargate is how they advance society.
Yeah.
See, like, what we talked about the other day, hold on, back in them days, motherfuckers were getting drafted at 18, snuck off the street, he said he got drafted at 18, he was gone. So what happened was,
that's messed up.
I was telling my managers this the other day. I'm like, man, you know, like, I just did that tour, right? I just did that tour.
CP was here.
Right, so what happened was, it was just something that I kind of, at the drop of a dime, was, I mean, I'm not about to sit here on strike. I can't act. I can't write.
Yeah.
And just do nothing.
Yeah.
Right. When it's like, I'm gonna get out on this road and go crazy and, you know, whatever. But when I did that, the amount of status that I touched, people that I saw, it advanced my career a couple of months. Just a couple months.
Yeah.
Like, when I came back, the business had advanced a couple of months. And I basically call that time traveling.
Yeah.
Like, what I did, I did something that I wouldn't normally do. Like, I forced my hand and I pushed my career forward. Like, where it would have took me 3 months to get that many fans and that many, you know, but I pushed it forward.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, technology can do that. Mm-hmm. Something can happen. Like, we went from, put it like this, VCR tapes was out way longer than DVDs. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, DVDs came and went.
Yeah.
It was like DVD, Blu-ray, online.
Yeah, you're right, though. Damn.
It advanced so crazy.
Think about
it
that.
It sped up so quick. Yeah. Meanwhile, tapes was out longer than CDs. Yeah,
for sure.
Because it was tapes. It was like tapes, CDs, MP3s.
Yeah, quick.
It was Laserdisc, remember?
CDs
Laserdisc
was like those 5, 10 years.
Records? Laserdisc,
Oh,
but those were big movies, though.
Yeah.
Those are movies. Yeah, that was like the first DVD.
Like a year.
Damn, that's the way to think about it.
And so what happens is, like, we kind of push society forwards fast, really quickly with little stuff like liquid crystal displays and digital light projection and different shit that we just kind of, all of a sudden, bam, we was flat screens. All of a sudden, bam. But meanwhile, it was, if you look back at, somebody said that's what the pandemic did. Pandemic pushed us forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, in some weird ways.
Yeah, right. I know what you're saying.
But, like, if you look at, movies like Demolition Man.
And Back.
Yeah, and Back. I agree with that. Demolition Man, right? Where they had the self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Where they had the flat screens on the wall.
Yeah.
And we was just watching it, not knowing that all of that shit was right around the corner.
Yeah, they got flying cars, too. So, shit.
You look at The Simpsons, how they predict stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you're talking about time travel. You don't think about the fact that what I talked about a couple of weeks ago, which was like time travel with being able to call into the past.
Right.
Just call your grandparents, but hey, it's me. I'm in the future, da da da, because the satellites can ping the phone and it can send radio waves back some years or whatever. But a Stargate that's been sitting in the same spot for millions of years
could probably touch anything that's ever happened.
Could probably touch anything that's ever happened. Could go back to that. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, exactly what they've been banking on.
And so, but also, it's going to be there for millions of years. So that means that since it won't move, it can maybe go forward.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's back to that.
Yeah. I know what you're
saying. Right now is the past to the future.
Yeah. This some real chemical engineering type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Chemical engineering is hilarious. Like this shit. It has nothing to do with chemicals at all. Niggas say this is real Chef Boyardee shit right here. It's like, bro, that ain't got shit to do with nothing. But no,
this article you're talking about, that Stargate, the Daily Star. I don't know about this paper, but they're the ones that say they broke the story of the Stargate. But here's my thing. If Saddam Hussein had this Stargate that made him so powerful, why did we kill him so easily?
So he didn't know how to use it.
Do we know how to use it?
No, that's the problem right now, that they don't know how to use it, or they don't have all the amulets like the Infinity Stones type shit. You get what I'm saying? That's why they make, for real. That's why they make like cartoons and shit like that. Cartoons really telling you the real life, but we think that they're playing. That's why we think that they're playing. Bro, you could really become a Super Saiyan. You could really become this powerful. We could really fly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if we really knew that, we'd be like, damn, we'll stop eating all this meat and only eat vegetables all day and have copper all over our body, nigga, so we can fly, nigga. Like, nigga, that's
can
just
I,
real.
Can I tell you something that I thought about flying the other day? Because I read something. Somebody sent me a DM. Shout out to my C peeps. I be getting y'all names confused. Somebody sent me a DM that said that that space is an ocean.
Yeah, I've been saying that, yeah. That's why they train NASA training in water.
Space is an ocean. And what I thought they was training in water because of low gravity, but I could be, you know, whatever.
That's exactly why.
So to be able to fly is to be able to almost be light enough to float on the thinnest water. So basically flying is swimming, right? Mm. Flying is swimming for, you know, creatures that can get almost lighter than the water vapors. Like water is just, if we're in a big thing of water and it's just going from the densest water possible to the lightest water possible.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? And it's but and so
and
it's
we
water,
in a little air bubble.
Like we're in water right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we're in the air bubble with water under us and above us.
No, but the air is made out of water. H2O. Mm. You know what I'm saying? H2O is water.
Oxygen.
But oxygen is a part of water. And so I think that you know how to talk about like the humidity, the reason why you can heat up, you know, like the water that's in the air and you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like cold fronts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. The weather can be affected because it's water that we can't see that can actually be moved and manipulated.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that flying is swimming, and flying is swimming for beings that are light enough to swim on that kind of water.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm... And I also think that, like, that concept and then...
Look at Maya.
Thinking about the Earth...
You just defined the air as water.
Right.
You just defined air as water.
What you mean? I didn't define
No, he didn't define air as water.
But what I'm saying
is a part of water.
He defined air as water.
Listen.
You guys smoke.
You heard
it
like
that. Because I'm not in the studio. That didn't make any sense what you said.
Okay, Maya, let me break it down to you then. Ready for this? The deepest part of the ocean is some of the most concentrated water, right?
Yes.
Without oxygen. Like light.
Mariana Trench. Yeah.
Right. Light and a lot of stuff can't get down through that.
Yeah.
As the ocean... As you get higher into the ocean, it gets lighter.
It gets lighter.
It gets more oxygen is in that water. As you get higher, and when you get
like
out of that water, quote unquote, you're in another level of it even being lighter.
Like so a rainbow.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about a rainbow.
Yeah, like because rainbow fade out. That's why stuff turned into red. If you're watching the sunset, the sun turned, the sky turned into a rainbow, black to green to blue, da da da, to red, all the way to red to the sun.
Exactly. It's somebody said we breathe water just like a fish. Thank you, D-Law. It's just less dense.
It's just less dense. He's saying it's like fading away. Like if it was like a parameter, like the deepest, darkest one is the most powerful, then you keep going up. And air is a part of water. We just don't, because science has taught us that it's not. We going by white man science. Wake up, brothers.
Ty said that the bee shouldn't be able to fly.
A bee?
A bee
shouldn't. Yeah, a bee, because their wings not big enough, right? That's why they be flapping them so crazy. Bro, we are magnets for real. And the earth is a magnet. That you ever seen two magnets, you could put one on top of each other and they start floating? You ever seen that? Like two, because when they push each other away.
They repel each other.
So the earth is really a magnet. That's why all these, we made out of water. We magnets too, with electricity inside of us as well. With water, that's why we conductors. Yeah. We could float off of that power alone. We just don't know how to tap into it.
And well, we'd have to do something about gravity.
Gravity not real. We gotta take that away. Gravity not real.
But we know the effects of gravity. Whatever you want to call it.
Yo,
we know the effects of gravity. We can
yo. Shoot artillery. Shut the fuck up. Yo.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo.
Duh, be quiet.
Everybody start flowing up. Ooh, Maya, you would be so wrong if I was just like, you'd be like, I guess I'm wrong. I know you're wrong.
When you start floating, I'll give it to you. CD.
Hey, man, watch me float. Ooh, I'm finna float. Anyway, man, listen, we've been here for about an hour and a half, man. You know, CP Podcast is a fun podcast. All the views and opinions on this podcast are not ours. We are aliens under MK2K Ultra control. So the shit that we saying, we don't even remember it.
Yeah.
If you're a U.S. government official or an alien, leave us the fuck alone. Let us have a little podcast where we talk some shit. And we don't know nothing.
Yeah, we just making shit
we
up.
We don't know nothing.
Nigga just said water was, air was water. Like, come on, bro. We hiding
the motherfucker. What do we know?
Yeah.
Anyway, on the CP Podcast, man, it's always the questions, never the answers. I'm CP. That's Maya. That's Amir. And thank our special guest, Donnie Comedy, man. Tell them where they can find you at, bro.
Man, y'all can find me on Instagram at DONNY_comedy, Donnie _comedy, man. On YouTube as well, just type in Donnie Comedy with a Y. And I'm going to come right up, man.
Yeah, man. Like a genie. Like, poof, what you need. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, y'all, we out of here, man. See y'all next week. Peace.